Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You see how I did that? I was in the middle of finishing my half and half lemonade iced tea drink, and I had to just finish swallowing that while the music was going off on the air, so I, you know, and I swallowed it, and I got the word out. You see, that's how you do it without anybody knowing that you were eating or drinking your lunch while you were on air, or breakfast. I don't know where I am right now. 6 minutes past the hour, so let's just call it dinner. I've been watching some TV. There's not really a lot of good TV on during the summer. You know, I've already caught up on all the Breaking Bads and all the 24s. I already did all that. Better Call Saul, I already saw all of those. I'm waiting for Empire Season 1 to replay because I missed some episodes in that. I need to see that. But there's not really a lot of TV. Making of the Mob is pretty good. I've been watching that on History Channel, Making of the Mob. Deadliest Catch. Deadliest Catch I saw last night. One of the boys got a wound, and it was, I don't know how he scratched himself, but he hurt his hand, and then all of a sudden, it just really got all full of pus, and it was just oozing and stuff, and so to me, I liked Deadliest Catch last night, because I was like, all right, good, you know, some medical stuff, and then I guess they had a nurse practitioner come and visit him, and she was right on the money, because I'm like, well, first, this guy needs to go to an ER, you know, I mean, this has to be drained, he probably needs some IV antibiotics, maybe it needs to be filleted open a little bit, this guy needs some help right away. And that's exactly what she said. She came in and she said, you know, I agree with Dr. Dahlia. No. But so I thought that was kind of pretty impressive. But one show that I've been starting to watch, it's not my favorite show by any means. It kind of is dragging. But they do a good job. It's History Channel's Alone. Have you guys seen that? Where I guess they have a bunch of guys. Many of them have already dropped out, but a bunch of guys have to live in Victoria, British Columbia, which is gorgeous, by the way. Okay, I mean, I thought it would be like, you know, Amazon rainforest, but it, you know, hot and muggy. But they're up in British Columbia, which could be cold and wet, beautiful, and I guess they're alone. No cell phone, no wife, no nothing. And it looks like they have some sort of supply things. Like every now and then you'll see somebody with a net or whatever. But they have a GoPro or some sort of a camera that they're talking to. And I guess now I think they're down to four people because everybody else said to heck with this. And I guess nobody knows if anybody else tapped out. You know, in Hunger Games, you had that big sound that went up into the sky where you could tell if somebody died and you know, found out who. And then you're like, okay, well, and there's only four left. I don't know if they know that. Okay. And again, it's reality TV. So who knows? Maybe the cameraman is talking to them the whole time. And maybe there are cameramen close by. I think there are cameramen close by because you're seeing shots of them far away. All right, and it's not of them, you know, their own camera. All right, but overall, it's still reality TV. It's still them out there. They look like they're losing weight, but you see them start to get kind of squirrely. One seems to show off for the camera. He was kind of citing Edgar Allan Poe and all that. I mean, look, whatever you have to do. Me, I would be singing a lot of Broadway tunes. That's what I would be doing because, you know, I don't get to sing a lot anymore because there's always people going, shut up. You know, when I was little, my brother and sister would be like, shut up. So I couldn't sing, you know, and now that my kids aren't afraid of me anymore, they do the same thing. I'll start to sing and they'll just start to, you know, crank up their music so they don't have to hear me sing. So I wouldn't have a place to sing. So I would probably be out there if I'm alone singing. And maybe I'd sing that heart song. Alone. I'd probably sing that song too. And you see, Vincent, I know. Look at what they're missing. All right, anyway, but one of my favorite morning shows in Las Vegas is Mark and Amy on 107.9. And on their site, they talk about the 30 things we just can't live without. Apparently, there was a study of 2,000 adults, and it looked at some of the things that they just couldn't live without, i.e., all right? Well, first, broadband. All right, and I would be just as guilty. I couldn't do this alone show. I barely was able to go to Mexico without having internet the whole time. Now, true, I'm a doctor, but we're talking broadband. It's one thing to be on the internet. That came in number two. But having good broadband. Number three was washing machine. It's true. I don't really hand wash my clothes. But then again, I mean, if you saw what was on my family's clothes, I mean, you know, rocks won't pound these stains out. I mean, we need to, you know. And, you know, one of my kids is a football player, so his clothes really get dirty and stinky. We couldn't live without email was number four. Refrigerator came in number five, but they called it fridge, not refrigerator. People just say, I need a fridge. Freezer, we couldn't live without a freezer. Microwave, dishwasher, a kettle, I guess, to make tea, and satellite TV. That's true. I really like having satellite TV. You go to a place where there's only 3-4 stations. You know, I've done that. I've been to motels or hotels where there's really just a couple stations. And you're like, this is ridiculous. You know, where's 205, 210, 310, 305? All the 500s have the movie stations. Where are they? Double glazed windows. Double glazed? Why is that on the list? Glasses? That I can understand. iPad 14 and catch-up TV. There's an iPad 14 already. We had the iPad 1, iPad 2, and stopped. There's a 14 now? iPhone, a sat-nav, Facebook, a printer, a tumble dryer, a toaster. Toaster? I haven't toasted my bread. You know what? I don't eat a lot of bread. So that's right. Well, toaster was on the list. Kindle, hair straighteners. Now, hair straighteners, that's me. Every time I go on a trip, I bring my hair straightener. But then again, you guys have all seen my hair all frizzy. It's pretty funny looking. Contact lenses, electric toothbrush, HD TV, coffee machine, digital radio, good, because you guys cannot miss the Dr. Dahlia Show. Excellent. Air conditioning is something people can't live without, electric razor, and BlackBerry. My list would be a little different, okay? I would probably say the internet and the broadband and maybe the iPhone, but I would say bra. I could not live without a bra. I couldn't walk. I would be tripping all over the place. So where's bra? I would also put on here panty liner or maxi pad. You know, how do you live out there without having your sanitary products? So that would be, oh, toilet paper. Toilet paper should be on the list. Chocolate. Chocolate would be on the list. And also, finally on my list, Excedrin migraine. That would make my list. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so depression may be triggered by the bugs in our stomach. And by stomach bugs, we're not talking about the bugs that we eat when we're riding on our bicycle with the big basket on top with flowers and our mouth is open and our tongue is hanging out as I was or riding on my big wheel. We're talking about bacteria bugs. And scientists say the roots of depression may have to do with the trillions of bacteria that live there. All right? They say some members of this quote-unquote gut microbe is supposed to help with digestion. And we've been, you know, learning more and more about how what we eat could unfortunately mess with how we metabolize food. It could possibly be causing us to gain weight. But now they're saying that they're finding gut microbiome to be linked to autism, multiple sclerosis, and other sorts of medical issues. So there's a new series of animal experiments right now underway, and they're finding that this can also trigger depression, which makes a whole bunch of sense to me. You know, like on the days I really feel gassy and bloated, whether it's from the bacteria or not, I'm in a grumpy mood. I mean, really grumpy. No, I'm not grumpy today for that. I got the stiff neck. My neck hurts. No, my bowel's really good. Remember I had that salad from Claim Jumper last week to help me poop? I'm good for the week. Canadian research showed that if newborn mice are subjected to the stress of being repeatedly separated from their mommies and then reunited with their mommies, they appear anxious and depressed. However, if their guts are quote-unquote germ-free, which I'm kind of unclear about that because you usually do have some, you know, bacteria that grow there, the stress does not affect their mental health. When you transplant bugs, depression strikes. So they think severe stress, particularly in childhood, affects the chemistry of the stomach, allowing some bugs to thrive more than others. Then they produce compounds that affect the chemistry of the brain, leading to symptoms of depression. All right? And it's not only bacteria. It's this communication between the stress host and its microbiota. Okay? How do you like that microbiota? You know, what are you doing today? I want to communicate with my microbiota. Oh, man, I would love to do that. Tell him I said hi. All right. Anyway, writing in the journal Nature Communications, Dr. Bursick said small changes in the balance of the bugs in the gut could have profound effects on behavior. He added it will be important to find out if people with depression have a different balance of bugs in their gut than others. Previous studies looking at gut microbiome to a host of conditions, including autism, multiple sclerosis, and bowel cancer. So leading British researcher recently blamed junk food for killing the good bacteria that help us stay thin. Apparently, there was a study looking at a diet at McDonald's for 10 days and looking at the effect of bacteria in the gut. Apparently, the gut microbes were, quote-unquote, devastated about 1,400 different species. They say microbes are not only essential to how we digest food, they control the calories we absorb and provide vital enzymes and vitamins. All right, we know we need the bacteria. We have a symbiotic relationship with our microbiota. There's a lot of vowels in that. And I'm a huge fan of my microbiota. I think they do pretty damn good. All right, you know, and I say goodbye to them every time I flush the toilet. But what is this about depression and how we eat? You know, I think all of us can agree that maybe what we need to do is just stop sugars. Just stop them. I had a cupcake with my breakfast today, and it was just a little baby cupcake with, I don't know, green icing. So my tongue is all green, and it was so good. I love starting my day with sugar. But when I was younger, a cupcake was something you would only get maybe twice a year at a birthday party. Now, we could have cupcakes in our house, and yes, I grabbed a cupcake this morning. I worked out. I was so proud of myself from working out that I grabbed a cupcake. Now, I am in a good mood. Okay, I'm in a very good mood right now. But it's going to affect me later. I'm going to be grumpy, and then I'm going to want to have a second cupcake. I'm thinking that maybe what we should just do is all of us just stop sugar for a week. Okay? You can maybe have some natural sugars, like in your apples or your grapes. Don't overeat. But what happens if you just don't eat sugar? Okay? Then maybe cut back on some of the breads. And then see how well you feel. My guess is in a week. My guess is in a day, you're going to start feeling better. Every time I'm on a good diet, and I'm really trying to watch what I eat, and I'm exercising and all that, I feel good. You know, I've been exercising now profusely for, I mean, I've always worked out since I was 13, but in terms of a heavier workout, I've been doing it since October. You can't tell, the scale hasn't changed, but I think I look sexy, and I feel sexy, and I feel good. So let's cut the sugar, let's exercise, and let's give our little gut microbes a chance. And maybe when you go to bed at night, you know, and you know, you say your prayers, you're getting ready to go to sleep, just, you know, ask your bacteria, y'all good in there? You good? Yeah, we're good. All right, like your little minions, you know? All right, speaking of depression, a lot of you guys say, I'm good, Dahlia, with depression. Why? Because I go over the counter and I get St. John's wort. Now, St. John's wort has been around for a while. It's a popular herbal therapy that's supposed to, quote unquote, naturally raise your serotonin. It's supposed to be a natural form of Paxil, Prozac, etc. But An Australian study highlights the fact that natural does not always mean safe. Using reports with Australia's Drug Safety Agency, the researchers found that adverse reactions to St. John's wort were similar to those reported for the antidepressant fluoxetine, better known as Prozac. Side effects of St. John's wort included anxiety, panic attacks, dizziness, nausea, and spikes in blood pressure, according to researchers in the July issue of Clinical Experimental Pharmacology and Physiology. They say it's concerning to see such severe adverse reactions in our population when people believe they are doing something proactive for their health with little risk. By the way, guys, stop that thinking. I am sick and tired of you guys coming into my office, right, or writing me or calling saying, I'm not going to take this doctor's medication. Okay, it's going to hurt me. I'm going to go over the counter and buy a bunch of supplements. You guys walk in with 7 different supplements for your cholesterol. How is that safer or healthier? Now, I can understand you bringing in a cucumber or you bringing in a bell pepper saying this is what you're eating to lower your cholesterol and bringing in a piece of salmon. But when you're buying a whole bunch of over-the-counter supplements, how do you know that those are quote-unquote 100% natural? Some of them are cobalt blue in color. What's natural about that? Researcher has shown that St. John's wort can help ease moderate to mild to moderate depression. But, of course, if it is trying to raise your serotonin, it's going to have very, very similar side effects as these SSRIs. The bottle may say natural, it may say herbal, but there's still ingredients. You got active ingredients and you got inactive ingredients. Okay? They say St. John's wort, though, has been one of the over-the-counter preparations that have not had significant side effects or interaction with other medications. However, many surgeons still say, look, let us know if you're on this so we can let the anesthesiologist know. Because the other problem is you may be buying a dietary supplement or something over-the-counter that hasn't been screened. Okay? So, yeah, it says St. John's wort, but what else is in it? So, they say there's companies that may keep ingredients out or they may not put the proper ingredients in. Researchers base their findings on doctors' reports to Australia's National Agency on Drug Safety. We talked about that. Okay, so what can it do? They say St. John's wort could interact with your birth control pill, make it less effective. It could interact with your blood thinner. It could interact with any heart medication you're on, as well as HIV and cancer drugs. Plus, let's say you're on an antidepressant, okay? And you're like, all right, well, maybe I need a little bit more or I'm going to take this with my antidepressant. You could put yourself into serotonin syndrome, which could cause confusion, tremors, diarrhea, and a drop in body temperature. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. So my suggestion to you is before you start going herbal, and I understand a lot of you guys have lost access to health care. This Affordable Health Care Act has definitely changed the landscape. Some of you guys were able to get on Medicaid. Some of you were able to get some really decent subsidies on the Obamacare website. But many of you guys, you got insurance, but it's just too damn expensive to use. Your deductible is too high or the insurance was too expensive to purchase. So if that's the case, you guys are self-treating. And when you self-treat, I need to tell you to be careful, okay? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, it's very interesting. We look at a can of Coca-Cola, and we look at the effects of what Coca-Cola does in just an hour in these 20-minute increments. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I know a lot of you guys get annoyed by this. You know, I just want to eat what I eat. I don't really want to know what it does. But I still think it's kind of cool, probably because I'm a doctor. And so we have a visual from Renegade Pharmacist that takes a can of Coca-Cola, and it tells us what it does, all right, in our body within the first 10 minutes, 20 minutes, etc. It's this infographic, and, you know, and again, I've actually been a fan of Coca-Cola, and one of the reasons why I'm such a fan of Coca-Cola products, even though it's been vilified in the media and, you know, over the last few years because of how dangerous substance it is when it comes to metabolism and diabetes, et cetera. And it is. I mean, it, you know, coke can be not the sole cause, but a big, huge root cause for what, you know, our obesity epidemic. But I've used it therapeutically for many patients from my own family, and it, I mean, it has saved, you know, many trips to the ER. It's just Coca-Cola, calm down the tummy, help with the tummy pain, help with the nausea, got me through morning sickness, and I mean, I gotta give credit where credit's due. I could sit here as a doctor and rip on Coca-Cola, but I have to admit, it's a product that I still am a fan of, even though I am telling people to limit it considerably, okay? Not that that pleases Coca-Cola any more than it would, but still, it's I have to, you know, still, again, thank them for all the help it gave my family all these years. Now, in the first 10 minutes, they say 10 teaspoons of sugar hit your system. So they say it basically comprises about 100% of our recommended intake. You don't over-vomit or feel too much of a sugar rush because hopefully you're drinking it slow. And I guess the phosphoric acid, okay, that's in the soda helps keep it down so you don't vomit it up. That's very interesting because if you down all that sugar, I guess it could institute a nauseous vomiting reflex. I've eaten sugar my whole life. I've never thrown up from sugar, but I guess they say that's what happens. At the 20-minute mark, your blood sugar spikes and you get an insulin burst. They say your liver responds to this by turning any sugar it can get its hand onto into fat. By 40 minutes, the caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils have dilated. Your blood pressure rises. As a response, your liver dumps more sugar into your bloodstream, and the adenosine receptors in your brain are now blocked to prevent drowsiness. At the 45-minute mark, they say your body ups the dopamine production, stimulating the pleasure centers of your brain, and this is very similar to what happens when you have heroin. By the 60-minute mark, the phosphoric acid binds your calcium, magnesium, and zinc in your lower intestine. This may help boost metabolism initially. All right. However, it could also block absorption of some important vitamins. They say you start to increase your urinary excretion of calcium. The caffeine's diuretic properties come into play, and a lot of times you have to pee within 60 minutes of your soda pop. Then you evacuate the bonded calcium, magnesium, and zinc that was headed to your bones, as well as sodium, electrolytes, and water. Now, all that big rave you had inside the body starts to die down, and a lot of times you still have circulating insulin, and now you start to crave sugar. After 60 minutes, you start to become irritable, maybe sluggish, maybe a little dehydrated because you urinated the water content of the Coca-Cola, and there you are, now grumpy. So that is what they say physiologically what happens when you drink soda pop. What about to your teeth? Dr. Samir Patel, clinical director at 11, says these fizzy drinks such as cola are full of sugar and acid. They coat the teeth. They start to cause erosion, tooth decay. They are darker in color, so they may stain. And it takes 20 seconds for bacteria to produce acid inside your mouth, but the effects can last up to 30 minutes. If you spend 30 minutes drinking those bacterial effects, then multiply substantially. If you are drinking these soda pops, drink them through a straw when you consume them so it doesn't have as much contact with your teeth, and then chew sugar-free chewing gum when you have finished to help neutralize the acid in the mouth. All right? Now, that's advice for those of you who insist on having your soda pop. Okay, I still suggest try to avoid it. Drink water. That's always healthy. I know right now I'm having kind of an iced tea with lemon, kind of a lemon Arnold Palmer type thing, which I think has sugar. Let me read. Now I'm all worried. How much sugar? Okay, there's no fat, no calories from fat, 50 calories. Okay, not bad. And 25% vitamin C. So I'm doing pretty good. Rockstar has a bunch of sugar. Monster drink has a bunch of sugar. Mountain Dew, a little bit less than Rockstar, but a little bit more than Monster. Slurpees are, oh, by the way, Rockstar has almost three times the amount of sugar as a soda pop. Soda Pop has a little bit more sugar than a Red Bull. Capri Sun has pretty much similar sugar. And then your Ocean Spray Cranberry Little Classic Juice Box has a little bit less sugar than a Red Bull and a Soda Pop. All right? So cut back on your sugar. Okay? Maybe add honey, drink more water, just, you know, be smart about it. This is your body. You only have one body. You got to treat it right. Speaking of bodies, Mile High Clubs have attracted a lot of attention. Many of you guys want to be active in your community, and joining clubs seem to really interest you. But a Mile High Club may not be the particular type of club that you should join, especially if you're married. But there's a Mile High app. And this Mile High app is supposed to allow you to meet and message passengers by their flight numbers. So you get to actually connect with other travelers. Called Mile High, and it's trying to take the tedium out of the process of traveling by allowing flyers to meet up and possibly hook up before, during, and after the journey. They say within 2 weeks of its launch, it already had over 3,000 downloads. They say Mile High is a good name. It's very catchy. Obviously, it's got a connotation, but the idea of the app was really around businessing or networking, not dating, according to Richard Loy, the app's founder. So passengers can chat via private messages in a group forum. They could find and track each other via flight number. I guess, so let's say you are all flying to a conference, like Talkers Magazine Conference in New York, always an exciting time. So I like to find out who's flying. And then you run into people, okay? And you kind of need to know. Like, I ran into my network boss when I was in New York, and I didn't realize it was him, you know, because I was out of form, he was out of form, he wasn't in a suit and tie. And so I start hitting on him, okay, and making fun of him until I realized it was Ted Anderson. And I was like, duh. So you see, if I had this Mile High app, I would know that Ted is coming to the conference. He's going to be at the same hotel. So I don't have to sit here and make fun of him like I was doing. You know, hey, Dahlia, what's up? How you doing? How am I doing? How you think I'm doing? You gave me syphilis. Okay, now, of course, he didn't. But, you know, this kind of stuff could be avoided, all right, when you're running into people at a conference, okay? That's what you have to do. All right. I know my body. I almost got fired. So I could see myself using this Mile High. You know, one thing I noticed on one of the planes years ago was there was a game you could play. And there was a game, I don't know which airline it was, where you're playing this game, and the winner, the first person to answer it, if you would see they were in 41C or 25A. So I would sit there in my seat, 33B, and start screaming, who the hell is 25A? And then they'd, like, wave their hand. And so you would be basically communicating with people on the plane, and it really made the flight more fun, you know, because you like that. That's why Facebook and Twitter and this has gotten so popular, because people like to meet people and have conversations with people they don't know. Not hit on them, not sleep with them, but just to, you know, rile them up and make fun of them. And, you know, it's good. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night I got an email on stress and stress eating. What do you suggest for stress eating? He said a piece of celery wasn't going to cut it. Well, I mean, stress eating is probably a big reason why a lot of us are fighting our weight. And there's an article written by nutritionist Charlotte Watts that talks about how stress could unfortunately have that sort of effect on our body, causing us to gain weight. And stress makes you hungry. Stress makes you want to crave sugar. So one big thing to avoid stress eating is to try not to get stressed in the first place. You know, one of my sons is kind of going through puberty. I mean, the other one, he's definitely gone through the big bulk of puberty. But now he's starting to get his growth spurts and he's eating a lot and, you know, he mumbles and you can't hear from him. So as far as I'm concerned, he's already a man. Okay, he's acting like a man. You know, he talks to me like my husband does. He talks down to me. He thinks I'm overly emotional and I'm whack. So, I mean, he's basically just about finished. Yet the other one is, you know, right now going through the, you know, the chest is widening. He's starting to get more muscle, but he's starting to gain, you know, weight. And the voice is starting to lower and, you know, change, et cetera. And so he starts to kind of freak out about, you know, some of the weight changes that he had. So rather than, you know, me letting him sit there and have a complete BF, I said, go jump in the pool, go swim. And it worked. So sometimes I would suggest, you know, to avoid stress eating, because it does trigger fat and glycogen to be released from the muscles and the liver, and then it starts to deposit in the abdomen, because cells in the abdomen seem to have more receptors for the stress hormone cortisol than other parts of the body. Then what happens is if you can distract yourself, you then don't seem to stress eat. So that's a biggie. They say stress also inhibits fat burning and muscle buildup. High sugar levels from stress cause you to release insulin. Insulin moves the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells, but high insulin levels keeps us in fat storing mode and prevents the body from burning the fat like we need to. So you need to moderate your insulin response by avoiding the sugar, avoid the refined carbohydrates, and eat very small meals at multiple times a day rather than one or two big meals. Okay, you need to regulate the levels of your hormones, your cortisol, and your insulin. Do not skip breakfast. Skipping breakfast will promote you to eat a bigger lunch, and this one or two meals a day causes more circulating insulin, and that'll cause you to gain weight. Protein-rich breakfasts are great. Healthy fats like avocados, nuts, whole milk, yogurt, they say, oily fish, coconut at breakfast can help. They say stress will also increase levels of estrogen. That's why whenever I get mad and stressed, my voice goes high. Why? What? What? You see? And my voice goes higher. It's the estrogen. All right? And progesterone is supposed to balance out estrogen. Estrogen is at higher levels than progesterone during the menstrual cycle until you need to start building up your lining. Then the progesterone kicks in pretty good. Then the progesterone drops and you can have a period. Some higher periods of stress can also coincide with more difficult periods, because when you have more estrogen, it kind of messes up the little system of then the progesterone later dropping and doing what it needs to. So we need to make sure your estrogen levels are not overly high, but we also want to make sure they aren't too low. Thyroid function is also a biggie. You got to check your thyroid. Thyroid governs the metabolism. The lower the thyroid, the slower the metabolism. Low thyroid can mess up a lot of things. High blood pressure, cholesterol, energy, etc. So thyroid need to be watched and they need to be checked, and keep an eye on that. Stress will encourage you to go for the sweets. We want to feel better. We want that euphoria like we talked about with the soda pop, that heroin fix that you get, that heroin-like fix that you get from drinking soda pop. I got to tell you, and fountain soda tastes so much better than canned soda. I know it. It's addictive. And it's that syrup, that Coca-Cola syrup. OMG. Yummy. You got to be careful. Don't be hitting the sugar when you're stressed. Right now I'm looking at a picture of a woman eating a donut that has pink frosting and lots of sprinkles. Yum. All right. Maybe what you could do is eat maybe a little bit of dark chocolate. They say maybe some dark chocolate covered Brazil nuts may help you get your fix, and it may be a little bit easier. Maybe like munch on some coconut, maybe some cinnamon, that kind of stuff. Stress will also make you crave junk food. In 2006, scientists used brain scanning technology to prove that eating junk food was linked to the same emotional reward centers as drug addiction. So your fat and sugars work on the brain's instinctive need to calm itself down, kind of like how opioids work. It hits your serotonin, acts like cannabis sometimes, and then unfortunately you crave it again. Stress will stop the appetite off switch from working. So let's say you start to eat and you start to feel full. When you're stressed, you're not going to feel full, and you'll eat and you'll eat. So that's another thing you got to watch out for. It lowers the sensitivity to the satiety hormone leptin. Leptin is produced by fat cells to tell the brain and the hypothalamus when we're full after food has arrived in the bloodstream. All right. And then healthy fats help. The omega-3 oils found in oily fish like salmon and mackerel, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, flax, pretty good stuff. Coconut also has healthy fats. Pretty good stuff there. Stress will also trigger impulsive behaviors. I'd be like, to hell with it, I'm going to eat a whole candy bar. Or I'm going to yell at my husband. Or I'm going to hang up on my mother-in-law. These are things that people do when they're impulsive. And then you regret. When you regret, you start to get nervous. You start to get upset. You get depressed. And then you eat all over again. And stress will slow you down. Exercise has been shown to lower the levels of stress hormone cortisol naturally. But if you are too stress to exercise, you won't exercise. Exercise is awesome. It increases your metabolic rate. It lowers your insulin levels. You have to keep exercising. One study examined 12,000 people, and they found that those who made physical activity part of their leisure time were less prone to stress and feelings of dissatisfaction. Walking is easy, guys. You don't have to put on a sports bra and go to the gym. Yoga is great. You guys can do yoga. Really, really good. All right, and then they say stress interrupts the work of your good gut bacteria. Okay, we're back again to the bacteria in our gut. This bacteria is designed to do a lot of things. And unfortunately, they say the inflammation, poor detoxification, and hormone imbalance results in an unhealthy digestive environment. And they, your body relies on 7 pounds of probiotic bacteria. 7 pounds of that bacteria. So it's quickly destroyed by stress, sugar, alcohol, antibiotics, steroids, etc. Then you get bloated, then you get more depressed, and then you get more stressed. So prebiotic foods seem to help increase your vegetable intake. They say Jerusalem artichokes. I didn't realize artichokes grow in Jerusalem. That's pretty cool. Chicory, bananas, garlic, onions, leeks, and dandelion leaves. I don't know where I would find dandelion leaves. We're just surrounded with we have a lot of cactus. We got a lot of prickly pear around us. My neighbor has prickly pear fruit on his lawn. I could just sink my teeth into some prickly pear. If you want something yummy, eat prickly pear jelly. That is some really, really good stuff. All right, so, you know, guys, we talked a lot today about gut bacteria and sugar and depression, etc. It's all related. So do me a favor. I want you, over the next few days, cut out all sugar. You could save the candy bar. You could freeze the cupcake for a rainy day. Just no sugar. You could eat the banana. You could eat the apple. You could add a little bit of honey, okay, when you cook your chicken or whatever. But see how that goes and see how you feel. And once you get in the habit of not eating sugar, I think you're going to feel better. And I have some sugar-free gum to clean out my teeth. We got to start saving our teeth. I'm hoping to have one of my dental buddies on with me this weekend, so we could talk about good teeth care, because we got to protect our teeth. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.